Jeremy Botter, the lead MMA writer at the Bleacher Report, joins us. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good, man. Good. How are you?
I am excellent. How is the hype now as we are just over 24 hours away from the double title shot tomorrow night?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I actually just arrived to the weigh-in venue over here at the MGM Grand, and they have the entire arena open for the weigh-ins, which they normally don't do. Normally, it's about one quarter to one half of the arena opened up. They're looking to pack in 10,000 fans for the weigh-in today, which would be their biggest weigh-in ever. And I mean, I think it shows you how big this fight is.
A lot of people are there to either love or hate Conor McGregor as well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the Irish traveled for this fight incredibly well. About 3,700 people from Ireland bought tickets for this fight. So that'll tell you, you know, how big it is. And then, you know, you have people here who like him. You have people here who hate him. I think it's a pretty interesting mixture. He's done a pretty remarkable job of building that up.
When you look at Conor McGregor, he's fighting Chad Mendes. He was supposed to fight Jose Aldo. How disappointed was the MMA community when Aldo had to drop out from this fight?
Well, real disappointed. I mean, this was 6 months of build-up. I mean, they did a 12-city world tour. They spent millions on a commercial to promote this. It was a fantastic commercial. You know, and at the end of the day, he's not here. But honestly, now that the day has come, before the day has come, I think that Chad Mendes is a pretty good replacement, and I think there's still a lot of excitement just because he kind of stepped right in, and where Aldo wouldn't really react to McGregor and wouldn't talk back to him, Mendes has, you know, been willing to talk back and talk trash. And so in a matter of a short period of time, they built up a lot of interest in the fight.
In the octagon, what does Mendes do best, in your opinion?
Wrestling. But he is a wrestler. I mean, he's a lifelong wrestler. He's probably the best wrestler in that division. But he is also a fantastic striker. He's very strong. He has two losses in his career. He and McGregor have the same losses. They're both 17-2. But Mendes's only two losses were to Jose Aldo. I mean, Chad has only, he's fought the best and he's beat the best, except for Aldo, except for the champion. McGregor's never faced anybody like Mendes or like Aldo. So this is really going to be an interesting test on Saturday.
His wrestling is the best part of his game. What do you feel about McGregor's takedown defense?
Well, we haven't. I mean, it's been good, but it comes with a caveat. We haven't seen it tested against an actual really good top-shelf wrestler like Chad Mendes. We're going to see that on Saturday. There's no way that Chad Mendes is going to want to stand with Conor McGregor for very long because Conor McGregor is one of the best strikers in the UFC, perhaps that we've ever seen in the UFC. He's fantastic. And so Chad Mendes is going to have to put this fight on the ground. So we're going to see how Conor was, you know, how he responds to adversity and how he responds to being put on his back tomorrow night.
You look at his fights ever since he came in the UFC in April of 2013 for McGregor. If you go back to the Max Holloway fight, Holloway's really the only guy who was able to take him for any sort of real distance. What did Holloway do that was difficult for McGregor that night?
Well, he didn't really do anything. Honestly, Conor went into that fight with a knee injury, so he was kind of limited to what he could do. And actually, Conor spent the second, he outstruck him in the first round, and then I guess didn't want to risk hurting his knee anymore. And so he actually took Holloway down and wrestled him for two rounds. So, yeah, that's how you do it. Good to see you. Sorry, that was actually Conor McGregor's dad actually said hello. So he actually wrestled him for two rounds and won the fight that way.
Is Conor McGregor that outlandish, or is he just an excellent self-promoter to know and get people to either love or hate him?
He's very self-confident. Always has been, always will be. Incredibly self-confident, but he does know how to dial it up. You know, what you see is him dialed up to 10 or 11. That's essentially the way that I see it. Because when you get him, he's kind of reserved, kind of quiet, and actually a pretty nice guy, but he's also still confident. You know, and he just kind of turns up those bits of his personality to sell the fights.
Jeremy Botter, the lead MMA writer for the Bleacher Report, joins us. Jeremy, I know Dana White's been really trying to hype this fight up for pay-per-views and everything else, and Mendes obviously is the best option you could find to replace Jose Aldo. As you mentioned, he's lost to him twice and given him a real run. The UFC, Do they kind of need a shot in the arm, do you think, on when it comes to their cards? Like, it seems like watered down might be the wrong word, but it seems like they're happening so frequently now that there's never really the buildup or the excitement or the hype that we used to see.
They do. I mean, look, they try to put on big cards, but they keep getting hit by injuries, keep getting hit by drug test failures, you know, and they're taking steps to change that by partnering with a bunch of really scientific training, you know, and training regimen companies. And you know, obviously, you know, what the biggest story of this year is the new drug testing program that went into effect July 1st. So they're doing things to change this. And I think they realize that they have to stack these fights. Like, you're seeing this card has two title fights on it. That way, if one of them fell out entirely, you'd still have one title fight. I think that's going to be the way that they do things going forward.
Jeremy, outside of the two title fights, there's three other fights on the main card. For just the average casual MMA fighter, which one besides the two title fights should they be paying close attention to?
On the main card, you know, honestly, I would skip just past the main card and go to the main event of the preliminary card, which is going to be on Fox Sports 1. I'm not sure what it airs on in Canada.
TSN.
Tim Means, yeah, TSN. Okay, so Matt Brown and Tim Means.
Yeah.
Matt Brown and Tim Means is a fantastic fight. I think that's going to be fight of the night. I think everybody should pay attention to that one.
What is it about that fight that intrigues you so much?
They just have very violent styles. Both of them do. And so when you mix those two things together, a lot of times you get magic, and I think that's what you're going to get.
I want to get, speaking of the undercard, John Howard, what's kind of happened to him? He's lost three in a row.
He has spent he's been fighting for a long time, for starters. He's been fighting for a very long time. And look, man, like you get to this point at some point in your career where the miles just catch up to you. And I don't know if that's what happened with John Howard. I know that, you know, he used to kind of rely on striking, but lately we've seen him rely on his wrestling. You know, I don't know. Sometimes you just get old, and I think you can chalk that up to him. You know, Lyoto Machida, look at him. He just got old. I mean, it happens. These guys get old, and once you get old and once your chin goes, it's hard to come back from.
Who are you picking in the two main events tonight?
I'm taking Conor McGregor in the main event, and I'm taking Rory McDonald in the co-main event.
Rory and Conor. Any fun predictions on how they're going to end the fight?
I think you're going to see Rory win a decision, five-round decision.
Mm.
And I think you're going to see Conor McGregor win by knockout probably in the second or third round.
Second or third. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.